we got to look at Wi-Fi and electromagnetics as a mechanism that opens up the blood-brain barrier. So if you do get a vaccination and you go home to a, let's say, a cordless phone, your little infant, or your mother's carrying you on her belly, you know, on a little sling, and she's talking on a cordless phone, will those vaccinations go to the brain? Absolutely, because the Wi-Fi opens up the blood-brain barrier, which is a protective mechanism. So it's my belief that the reason why we have so many compromised children in the world, it's a combination of the environment, but also these unseen frequencies that we can't taste, smell, or feel, but they're hurting the human body.